Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio on KCAW. This is the Activities Report. I'm Tom Hess. I am the sports editor at the Daily Sitka Sentinel. I am joined this morning by some swimmers. I have members from the boys and swimming and girls swim team in. I have Ava Parrish, Skylar Moore, Brady Harang, and Will Pate. It's been a couple of weeks since they were at the state tournament, and Brady, have your legs returned to normal form after the shaving?
Not quite. No, it's still kind of weird.
Does it itch as much as it's supposed to as the hair regrows? Have you found the itching happening?
Yes.
All right. I like to start off on the serious matters. Will, you swam in the 500 and you won state in the 500.
Yeah.
And you swam a blistering pace, was like 4:39 something.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, a few weeks ago, I had your brother in here along with the cross country team. And I asked your brother, who's a solid distance runner, if he could run the mile faster than you could swim the 500. Uh-huh. And being the younger brother, he gave a very diplomatic answer. And I'm wondering, now that we have your time at 4:39, is there any way that Joe Pate beats 4:39 in the mile?
It would be close. It'd be very close. I think we should actually have a little test run sometime to see what would happen. It'd be good.
That's also very... The Pate brothers get along, just pun intended, swimmingly. Yes. Skylar, you had a couple of third-place finishes at the state tournament, state meet. Take me through the state meet. Take me through your events. How did that go? How did you feel while you were there? And how did it feel getting those third-place finishes after a really long season of work?
Well, my first event was the 200 free, and that was really fun, even though I got third, but it was okay. And then I had the 100 breast, and the girls that I raced were really fast, so it was really fun.
Will Pate with the assist on the microphone. So you sounded a little disappointed to get third, even though third's a pretty solid showing, considering that this was as strong girls' field as there's been in a lot of years. Why the disappointment?
Well, like, everyone expects to get first, but I'm actually really proud to have gotten third, even though I wanted first.
Ava, is Skylar being greedy with this everyone expects to get first business that she's bringing out?
No, because you can never win if you're not expecting to win.
And you guys, Ava, set the new mark for girls swimming in Sitka, because you guys set school records in 6 of the 11 events that there are. You guys finished 4th in the state, which is as high as you guys have ever finished. How does it feel to kind of be the new high watermark for Sitka High Swimming?
It's an awesome feeling to have such a strong girls team this year. Especially I've swam on teams with very, like, limited girls. So my freshman year, I think we just had enough girls for a relay. So that's 4 girls. And I know in previous years they hadn't even had enough girls for a relay. So being able to take girls to state and finish 4th with only 5 girls at state was a really rewarding feeling. And this is just the start, so it's really exciting.
What do you think has helped kind of grow the enthusiasm for girls swimming?
I think it's just kind of the luck of the draw. I mean, swimming you kind of have to be doing since you're little, and to swim at this level, and so, you know, if there's a grade with a bunch of girls that stuck it out through all the years, then that's just kind of where we're at.
Skylar, do you think it's going to continue to grow in terms of the Sitka High Girls program?
Definitely.
Now, Will, we had swimmers back on earlier in October, and it was the kind of the dreg months of the swim season for you guys. What's the worst that you felt that your body felt during the swim season? Like, give us an idea for how tired you are, how sick you feel, like how when you hit that bottom part of the season when you're just exhausted, what's that feel like?
Yeah, it's bad. We get to the point where we've been doing mornings, you know, hour and a half morning practice and 2-hour afternoon practice, one after another, and it just gets so tiring, and that really kills us. But the taper for state and regions really helps and kind of gets you boosted back up to your top.
Brady, one of the other things we talked about is swimming or wrestling is probably the toughest sport you can do. I had some of the Mount Edgecombe wrestlers in here, and I asked them, toughest workout you guys have, and they have the buddy run, which is they have to run upstairs with someone of their same weight class on their back. So if I come at you with that, what's the swimming comparison? What's the toughest shake thing down. The swimmers have to shake down?
Yeah, I'd have to say right before our taper was the peak of our workout, and we did a 200 shakedown, which is you swim a 200 on an interval, and that interval gets faster until you can no longer make the 200. You go down to a 175, and you continue that to a 25. I don't think I've ever felt quite that broken down. It was awful, like, just mentally and physically.
How many yards does that end up being once, like...
Thousands.
Yeah, it's a lot of yards. We had to do 5 500s, too, which I think was pretty bad.
I think there was, like...
5 550s.
Yeah.
What, like, 5 people threw up after that?
Yeah, how long does this take? Like,
from 2 hours.
2 hours of just intense, as hard as you can go swimming.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No. You don't get to breathe either.
Yeah.
How many times did you want to like demand that Coach Ben Adams jump in the pool and do it with you?
Oh, we already did. Oh. We did multiple times.
He actually got in with us a couple of times and kicked the boys' butts.
We actually
like,
outtouched
like for
him.
The first 50 we beat
him.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he jumped in after you guys.
He's a sprinter, you know. He does a 50 and then he
then
flails around a bit.
So the Sakai swimmers in with us this morning, Will Pate, Brady Harang, Skylar Moore, Ava Parrish. Going back to the state meet, there's a lot of downtime for these state meets between your events. What are you doing in between stuff to, because you've got this event that you're super focused on, but there's also just a lot of standing around and milling and kind of, what are you doing? Are you listening to music? Are you trash talking,
you know,
on Yik Yak? What are you doing?
Listening to music, getting pumped up or focused on your race, but a big part of it is cheering for your teammates. Like, I think when we weren't in the pool ourselves, we were in the gutter yelling at each other, especially during Will's 500. Oh, I think we all lost our voices.
Yeah, I'm told, Skylar, that Will's 500 was the race of the meet. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
So what a... when you're done, what's that sense of relief? It's like, okay, swimming's done for the year. We all did really well. What's that feel like? What did you guys do after?
Happiness.
Ate food.
Robin.
I ate so much food. So much junk food.
take us through the menu. What all, like, how bad did it get?
I don't know, milkshakes, you know, burgers. I was just gone.
James got 2 towers of onion
rings.
Ooh.
Yeah, James Moreland.
With mud pie.
Mud pie, that's always good. We went to Red Robin after, which was great.
Did you guys keep all that down? Like,
Oh, yeah. Swimmers can put it away.
There you go. You guys... So it's 2 towers of onion rings, mud pie. Like, how many? If you just had to take a stab, how many calories? Like, did you personally, Will Pate, eat like at Red Robin, which is the preferred choice of all,
of course,
all high school athletes going to Anchorage for some reason?
I think I had the cheeseburger, and then I had a half stack of onion rings, and then I had we had a mud pie race. I forgot about that. Who could finish the mud pie first? Me and my coach Daly beat Skylar Moore. Eating the giant slice of mud pie.
Yeah, it was like 4 of you against me.
So that was good. Probably, you know, 4 times what a normal human should have in their daily calorie take in one sitting.
Wow, that sounds awful. Okay, we've got a minute to go. Quickly, Ava Parrish, now that swimming's over, you are doing what?
RockFit at Ames.
RockFit. Skylar?
Swimming.
Sticking with it. The only one in the room who's been in the pool since.
The only one that's not burnt out yet.
Just wait till you're senior.
Brady, what are you doing?
I've been working and working a lot in the shop, too, after school. Just personal projects in the vocational lab.
A lot of quality time with Tim Pike.
Yeah.
And Will?
School study and trying to get back in the pool.
All right, so... That was the Sakai swim team. They swam very well at state. Will Pate, Brady Harang, Skylar Moore, Ava Parrish, thank you guys for being in with me this morning.
Thank you so much.
And we'll send it back to Morning Edition.